Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, the late great, the Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. I'm Mad Dog American, Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's one of the nicer things people have called me, by the way. I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Go to jimblasingame.com. You can find all my books there. I hope you check it out. When you go to my newsletter, I should say, when you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, I hope you'll subscribe to my newsletter. We send that to you every week on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. We're coming up on our 21st anniversary of the newsletter, where we'll also be celebrating the 23rd anniversary of our show. So that's coming up in a little more than a month. So it's just the two of us. As you heard me say in the last segment, I take a couple of segments every week and talk about things that are on my mind. And in the last segment, I was talking about the conflict of expectations, and I just want to dwell on that just a little bit. For most of my career, the value proposition was how you went to market. You took a value proposition to market. You might be the least expensive, and therefore you try to have high volume and you got low margins. But your value proposition was, if you want it cheap, I got it. If you want a lot of it, I got it. Your value proposition might be that we strive for quality. You can't buy it at the lowest price without quality. And so we put a little more into our product. We put a little more into it, make it a little nicer, a little higher quality. If you like that, that taste or that reliability or whatever, service, then you're going to have to pay a little bit more. That's your value proposition. You take that to market. You brand, it's your brand. And the incredible thing about the American marketplace, about a consumer-based economy, is that there are people who will buy all of those, either one of those. I may be a prospect for one day and a prospect for another one the next day. And then, of course, there's everybody in between. It's the value proposition. But it was always around product, quality, price, and service equals value. The classic, easy to understand, and for millennia, you could follow that really well, right? But as I said in the previous segment, remember, there's something that I've identified. I don't think anybody else has talked about this. I'm calling it the conflict of expectations. For millennia, our customer's expectation was, I want to buy what I want. I want to pay what I want to pay, and I'm expected to be to last. I expect to get what I want out of it. But now, before people even know whether you can deliver that or not, they're ruling you out in what I call the moment of relevance. Because they're doing most of this online, they're evaluating you online, and if you're not ready for that, if you haven't made sure that your online position, your online presence, if you haven't made sure that it's up to speed, that you've got a social media presence, your website is good, and when people go, that those 150 million Americans who only go online on their smartphones, And all the others who do it both ways, but when they're on their phone, they want to be able to see what you have inside that little screen. If you're not relevant to them, then that, for many people, that is a conflict of expectations. Think about that, folks. Conflict of expectations. It doesn't matter if you got the best stuff. If they can't find you in their little screen, if you're not mobile ready, then you're going to become irrelevant. You failed the moment of relevance. All the money, and see, this isn't, I'm trying to explain to you folks, this isn't like even 10 years ago. Honest to God, it's not even like 10 years ago. And today we have another conflict with the health concerns, the coronavirus health concerns. So as you look in, as you look, go forward in the post-pandemic new regular economy, what are you telling when you're looking at your go-to-market strategy? You've got to touch a lot more bases than the old days. As I said, the old days was barely 10 years ago. And this year we have a new regulator, the pandemic expectations. Make sure that you're not putting up any barriers to your core value proposition, whatever your price, product, service equals value is. Make sure that people can see that, they get to that without any barriers. And a barrier would be not having a mobile site. A barrier would be not being sensitive to how people feel about being healthy and staying safe in the coronavirus era. Those are expectations that if you don't meet them, your prospects will never know about your other value proposition that maybe your company has been proud of for generations. And it was what got you to where you are today. But someone once said, what you got you here may not get you there. If you're not paying attention to these expectations and what I'm calling a conflict of expectations, this is new, folks. It's fairly new on the digital side. It's brand new on the health issues side. Check it out. Think about it. And look at your own business from that perspective. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.